The Avon Eagles, led by the one and only Coach Mike Elder. And as they say, it's always a great day to be an Eagle, and I'm sure Coach Elder would tell you that same thing. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. We appreciate it. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but I don't like your entry.
I was going to say, Mike,
I don't care if everybody knows it. That wasn't a very good intro.
Mike, full disclosure, I had nothing to do
with it. Let's just move forward and let's get better at this.
I had nothing to do with that, Mike. They started playing. I said, no, we're going to Avon. You can't lead in with that.
I gotta throw production under the table for that one. I had the right one written out. It did not get played. My apologies, Coach Elder.
Oh, boy.
That was supposed to be for later. But
now we're supposed to have a good conversation with Mike after we do that to him. Holy mackerel.
Off to a tough start. Well, Coach, listen, you guys are heading down to Orlando, Florida, week one to play Stratford from South Carolina. How did that all come to be, and what's the excitement level at for heading down to Florida?
We're pretty excited about it. It's been an awesome experience for us in the past. We went down to Florida 4 years ago and did something similar through Disney, and this time we're doing it through Universal Studios. So we're going to play two JV games down there and a varsity football game. Our varsity football game will be Friday at 6 against Stratford, South Carolina. And then that morning we're going to have a JV game where we're playing a team out of Georgia. And then the following Saturday night, we're going to play another JV game from a team out of Pennsylvania. So our kids are excited. We get to go on a plane. You know, we get to, you know, get the big-time college football feel, fly to a game, and have a lot of fun and hopefully come back a closer team like we did last time.
Now, do you guys have any control over who you see and play down there, or is that just kind of however it works out, it works out? How does that all work? How does that all work?
No, you have to find an opponent. Like, we go through KSAA, and in essence, KSAA is like a travel arrangement or like football operations for school teams. And our girls' basketball team just went down to Florida and played in a tournament through them earlier this past year. And again, we've gone through them before. So they handle all the arrangements and handle your airfare and your itinerary, and you work with them to make sure it's the first-class experience. So I have to work with them to find an opponent. And in the past, we played teams from Florida. That's what we expected to play this time. But it didn't match up to where they were actually in week one when we are, because our OHSAA moving our season up a week. Mm-hmm. And it's something we didn't anticipate. But we had to shift gears and figure out a way to get a different opponent. And Stratford High School out of South Carolina agreed to play because it's their week one as well. And so it worked out.
Well, very cool. Very cool. That should be a fun experience for you and the kids. I hope you guys really are able to enjoy that college football experience, or like experience, like you said there, Coach. So that should be a ton of fun for you guys. Well, look, you guys have had a busy summer, I'm sure. And one of the guys that's been kind of blowing up on social media, that's big Luke Hamilton. I know he was at an Ohio State camp earlier this summer, getting some work in down there. So what's that whole experience been like for him this summer, and what kind of step forward are you expecting him to make this year?
Well, Luke was a great player for us last year as a sophomore, and you know, he certainly knows there's elements of his game he needs to work on, and that's what makes Luke great. You know, he's blessed with tremendous size. Genetically, he hit the genetic lottery. He's big and he's strong and he's quick and athletic and checks all the boxes to be a Power 5 offensive lineman. That's why he has all the offers he does. But he's also a humble kid who is a great teammate. He's one of two returning starters, Dylan Hergenroeder, our other left tackle, who's returning as well, and Dylan Hergenroeder had a great year for us as well last year. So we're excited to have those two guys back to anchor an offensive line in an offense that has 8 returning starters overall. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, that's where I was going to go with this. You know, Sam Dottillo be a second-year starter quarterback, and we've seen what two-year starters in your offense can do. And then you put Jakurian behind him, who's pretty special too. That really has to make you feel pretty good about the offense going into the season, Mike. And I'm going to peel off of that and say, you know, always open with Maslin, and Maslin always kind of answers some questions for you in that scrimmage. Talk to us a little bit about the scrimmage last week with Maslin.
Yeah, I mean, in the scrimmage last week, you know, one of our goals was to find guys who can play and those who can't. And when I say can't, I don't mean they can't play, but maybe they just need one more year of JV football or more development in the weight room. And we answered those questions. We played them a total of 60 snaps with varsity guys. We played very well. You know, I think we got the better of Maslin in that scrimmage. But what makes that the most exciting is Sam Dottillo only took 12 of those 30 offensive snaps. And, you know, we got Nolan Good, our sophomore quarterback, a lot of reps with the ones. just Ja'Corion Kappe only had 3 touches out of 30 plays, you know, because we know what Ja'Corion can do. So we kind of treat that as an NFL preseason game, and the guys who we already know are returning starters and have done it on Friday nights, we're less concerned about them and more concerned about the guys who maybe were JV football players a year ago who are trying to take that next step and see if they're ready to play. And obviously Sam Dottilio is a guy that, you know, played at a high level for us, was an All-Ohio quarterback, and you know, Ja'Corion's been offered multiple Division I scholarships, so we know what we have there, but I think we answered a lot of questions and found a lot of guys who didn't play last year.
Mike, you know, you've always emphasized all three phases of the game, and your special teams have been truly that through the years special. We've watched them turn some games around for you in the playoffs. You graduate, somebody could argue, but maybe the most successful kicker in Ohio high school football history. How do you fill that role?
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, we have 2 sophomore kickers, Owen Warwick and Ben Pedersen, and they're both going to be good kickers for us. But last year, Nathaniel comes in about week 3 or 4 with a guy and says, "Hey, I found my replacement for next year." And so the young man's name is Seth Warwick. He's actually the goalie for our soccer team, and he is a tremendous soccer player. And in camp, he's looked brilliant. Like, he's really good. Now, is he Nathaniel Vakos? I would never ask anybody to step into those shoes. The things Nathaniel did, I don't know, will ever be done in high school football again. But Seth Warwick will definitely be one of the best kickers in Lorain County. I promise you that. So we're really excited about that. He'll also do punting for us. They're not making the trip, him and his brother Owen, down to Florida. So Ben Pedersen, who's been battling back from an injury, should be doing our kicking down there. You know, if he's healthy enough to kick the extra points. But we've got 3 guys battling for the job, but it appears right now that Seth Warwick, a senior who's a goalie on our soccer team, will be our guy.
Good stuff.
Hey, Coach, and again, we're joined by Avon Eagle head football coach Mike Elder. Coach, I know we've talked a number of times in the past about, you know, your kids, they see the expectations heading into the season. They see all the preseason chatter and this and that and the other. And are there ever any concerns, and especially with this group, any concerns about that, you know, getting to them? Or do they do a pretty good job of just sort of, you know, shutting that out and staying locked in and focused on what they need to do to be successful?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that's our job as coaches, right? I mean, it's human nature for people to listen to predictions and media. Our players probably get sick of hearing it, but I am constantly reminding them that, you know, those accolades are really the accomplishments of last year's team and the team before that and the team before that, because we've accomplished nothing this season. And I don't say that, you know, to be cliche. I say that because I truly believe it. Nobody cares how good we've been the last 5 years, that we've made it to the Final Four 5 straight years, won the conference championship 6 straight years. That's awesome, but that's in the rearview mirror. And when you start looking backwards and celebrating those successes and you're not focused on the process and the now, you get beat. And our players hear the message I just told you every singular day. And they're sick of it, I'm sure. But it's the truth. And so it's something that's my job as a coach to make sure that they're just checking all the boxes along the way of getting ourselves ready to play week 1. And as of right now, I think they're buying in. Their work ethic shows me that they're not content and that they're really working hard and they have some lofty goals, and their goal is to win the last game this year.
And, Coach, you know, talking about this year's bunch, you talked to the Chronicle-Telegram about them being a real fun group and how some of your years coaching, there are some unfun moments at times, but this group is a really fun one. What kind of gives them that quality?
Well, one of the things we're blessed with at Avon is, you know, we're one of the top programs in the state, and what makes us unique is we're a closed-enrollment public school, and we put to bed the narrative that's always been out there, like private's parochial or open enrollment public or not. Like, we've come to accept the fact that they have advantages we don't, and that's okay. Like, we want to play the best, so we're not making excuses anymore. It is what it is. But what we have that others don't have and what makes it fun is that my players have genuinely been playing together since 2nd, 3rd, 4th grade. I mean, there's a brotherhood there that is really strong, and they get along well. And they love each other. And teams that care about each other and don't want to let each other down are the most fun to coach. And this senior class is special from a talent perspective. It may be one of the most talented senior classes. And I'm not afraid to say that because I explained to them that talent is potential. That doesn't mean we're going to be any good. It just means that on paper, they're one of the best, most talented senior classes we've had. So they get along and they make it fun because they like each other so much. And so they're just a fun group to be around in that respect.
Coach, I saw a picture on Twitter of an 80s night, and I'm certain that one of your players had on a pair of my old bell bottoms. How does that something, an event like that come together? And it looks like that was like one of those real fun things, but also kind of a team bonding and building thing. How does something like that come about?
Yeah, we have a lot of traditions in our program, and one of them is we always do a fundraiser in August, and it's been a hoedown in the past. And what happens is it's a get-together and a fundraiser for all the parents, but we do invite all of our seniors, and they come and they introduce themselves. They get to eat dinner. They dress in whatever the theme is, and then they leave, and they let the parents stick around and have a good time. And so we've been doing that for the last 10 to 15 years as a fundraiser. It's also good for our culture, for our parents to get together and spend some time before the season. But our players knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was amazing.
It was a great outfit.
You know, I graduated in 1989, not to date myself, but, man, I saw myself and a lot of these guys walking across the floor there. But it was really fun and cool, and those kids knocked it out of the park. They were really awesome.
Great stuff.
Well, that is fantastic, Coach. Well, Coach, real quick before we do get you out of here, I owe you some better audio than what we started here with, so I think we got something here for you.
DiTilio hands it off. Now they go on a reverse. Heading to the pylon. That is for the two-point conversion. Is Alex Alvarez. Avon wins it. 43-42.
Well, there we go. I hope that maybe made up for a couple of mistakes there early on. So, right? A little game-winning two-point conversion doesn't really get a whole lot better than that, right?
No, that's true. And listen, you guys do a fantastic job. I couldn't be more appreciative of the coverage you give us. And anybody who knows me knows how much respect I have for our rivals. That game is really special. And, you know, to hear that block punt and the things that went on, it's funny because I've talked about that block punt and why it happened at least 26 times in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's been emphasized a little bit, but, you know, we played 11 bad minutes of football against our rivals, and they took advantage of it. We went from a 10-0 lead to down 30-10, and, you know, they deserved to win that day, and we didn't. And that's what's cool about a rivalry game. You just got to show up and play it, and nobody cares about, like, who's expected to win, not expected to win. We've won games where we're not supposed to, and vice versa. So I'm fine with the clip. I just wanted to make sure you knew you weren't talking to Coach Kostelnik when I got on.
Well, we appreciate that, Coach, and we'll have that rivalry renewed once again this year on September 9th over at the home of the Shoremen. So we're certainly looking forward to that one, and I'm sure you and your guys are as well. So, Coach Elder, thank you very much again for joining us here this evening. We always appreciate the time, and best of luck to the season ahead of you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. And, again, we appreciate all you do for high school football. You guys are the best.